I just got. They just confirmed the dates day before yesterday. This week.
Wait, what's a pro am? I don't know what that means.
Just the laughs open mic.
Open mic for Laughs Unlimited.
Oh yeah, we'll come to it.
Not an open mic. It's pre-booked. It's a pro am. Okay. Stop calling my shit open mic.
It's a pre-book open mic.
Are we okay? All right, I just need 1 second, and then I'll be ready to go. Everybody, just wait a minute.
I'm ready.
All right, turn the TV down. Go ahead.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the NOS. That's the 916 News on the Street, where four hilarious Sacramento comedians react to today's Sacramento news. I am joined, as per the always, by Aurora Singh. Everybody, if you at the house,
that's me. I was late this morning.
You're never late. You're always right on time.
Well, you shaved today. You shaved a mustache, huh?
Right. It's just the lighting.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It makes it better. It makes it look like it's less there.
And then this little gentleman right here, as shown at life size, if you're on an iPhone.
That's right.
Steph Sanders. What's cracking, boy?
Objects in your mirror appear to be the same size as it is in real life. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you.
Yeah, you the best. And then right here, Robert Amato.
Man. What's up?
My favorite
podcast going, by
I'm
the
glad
way.
We got Asians on today, because we don't deal with the Asian hate. Understand me?
Yeah, we're trying to give more Asian love out there. We're trying to.
I appreciate people sending me text messages to check up on me. I've never been more offended.
First person I thought about it. You don't get robbed.
I don't. It's always a out of touch white guys asking me how I'm doing. I hate it.
How's Random Thoughts podcast? You're up to like.
Uh-huh. Oh, did 200 episodes.
Yeah, just 200. Huh? I saw 190 something. I was like, damn.
I wish Rob, I would have kept more track of it.
Rob's is fun because he didn't tell you when he's starting. He just starts talking to you and you realize, damn it, I'm an hour in the middle of this podcast.
Yes. I think I've done it twice or something like that, and like half hour in. I'm like, are we going to do this? Or?
Right. I'm like, are we starting?
It's like, this is it, man.
You know why I stopped doing intros is because people started tensing up when I would do the intro, and then all of a sudden I see like a shift, and I'm like, that's not what I want. Like I would do an intro, and then they would tighten up. And,
oh, that's brilliant, man! That's brilliant.
You give great intros, man.
I'll do. Yeah, I was like,
the intros you give.
But don't stay. Keep them for the stage.
Yeah.
Ellis, what's in the cup, man?
Don't worry about that. So, let's start.
I was on Robert's podcast, and it was a lot of fun. I had a great time.
Yes, you had a very that's the type of like I know a lot about everybody.
We just talked about that. Your timing is off today, Aurora.
Her sound's coming in. Her sound just got in.
Are you a comedian or what? What? Damn, where you from, Canada? Talking and then
she heckled with like to the previous joke.
Right.
Oh, that's crazy.
I wanted to do a sports story. The Republic's coming back. Do you guys care about that at all?
Who's coming back?
The Republic.
They got to build the stadium.
It doesn't look like it, but they're whining and crying.
I don't care.
That's
I
not want totally
out. To go up. Other than that, I don't give a damn.
Okay, it's not totally out the books, but I don't really care about them. The Kings, they're embracing the tank. They're not going to win.
Yeah, need to trade everybody. Yeah,
they need to
start again.
You got to get an owner that is just not good at cricket. He got to be no basketball.
They can just transition over to the D League. They would dominate.
You're right. I think so too.
You remember when they won the preseason or the summer league, and then they popped champagne and they celebrate? That was one of the most embarrassing moments I've ever seen from a franchise. You know why? Because this is too many steps. I was talking to my cousin about this the other day. That means somebody went out and bought the champagne, and I think that was probably DeMarcus's idea. Like he sent his boy, like I think we might win.
Somebody said we deserve to win the preseason. Champagne trophy or something.
So they went to BevMo, filled up a cart. That's a lot of time before you should be like, hey, this isn't a good idea.
Trophy don't even have a name.
They had a lot of chances to be like, there's a lot of time.
But you got to load that into the car, then you got to put it on ice inside. Yeah, there's a lot of steps.
I heard they'd be champagne if they went in practice. I heard a couple ever went. They'd be like, all right, shirts, skins win it. Champagne run.
They actually have a practice team, and they've been losing to the practice team. So the practice team's just been getting drunk like every night.
Practice team.
I'm trying to brag. We all know you're on the practice team.
Already. Right. I know you, okay. You played before.
I was trying to like slip in a humble brag.
No, we already know. We already know.
Back in with the booty.
Backing them down.
Back man with the booty.
So let's do a national sports story. So what's up with Deshaun, man?
Man.
Why?
I don't know who this is.
Deshaun Watson was playing QB for
Texans.
For the Texans. He is a new breed of young comic that can run. He's just as good running as probably better running than he is. He's just a dual threat. And then what made me mad was like, come on, man. There's not a lot of black quarterbacks. That's why are you?
Why aren't there a lot of black quarterbacks?
Why are you?
I'm not defending him, but check this out. When Bill Cosby was about to buy NBC, allegations in jail. This man demanded a trade from the Houston Texans. They tried to say, you're going to stay, strong-arming. He said, I'm not staying. F y'all. Now 14 sexual misconduct allegations. They released the hounds.
As soon as he didn't want to resign with the team.
So I'm not saying he didn't do it. I'm just saying it's very ironic, the timing and what happens afterwards. So now he's a pariah. They're releasing.
They were blackmailing him. And then he said, no, I don't give a fuck what you're going to do. And then they did it.
Yeah, evidently, the show did. So they released the hounds. But he has 14 sexual misconduct allegations. And they're going to a grand jury, which is they get definitely private testimony. So they're gonna find out the real. The women that wouldn't normally say anything.
But you're saying there's a possible chance that this is
Bill Cosby will be sharing a cell at least for a summer or two.
Wait, so they actually did file criminal charges because before it was just allegations. So they actually did file?
Because
that's what people were waiting for.
They're talking about 14 of them. They're talking about it'd be 17 by Friday.
There's 16 lawsuits.
And one of them he's a sexual predator. He's a predator.
A serial predator. And there are now 16 lawsuits.
And this is a top five, I would say top five quarterback in the league.
He was.
Aurora.
Yeah.
Top five. Russell Wilson. He's like, you know, he's.
Why are there not more black quarterbacks? Why is that a thing?
That's a whole other podcast. We're not getting into that.
Hey, so is it weird that I want to know what kind of sexual things that he's done, like sexual assaults that he's in? Like what kind?
I want to know too.
I want to know, like, was it like. Because it was.
He was going to massage. Was it massage parlors and then exposing himself when they would walk in? Like you would come get a massage and then he would be like completely naked, I think.
But I think it was cool.
Remove your hand
I'm telling you that he told some people and they laughed about it. And then Houston, Texas knew about it and was like, cool, we got his ass. We'll go to these women when he said he want to trade and say, you didn't like that, did you? And they were like, no, I did. We sucked dick. I sucked his dick. And then they were like, no, you didn't like that. And they said, yeah, well, like, I guess I was offended. And so they got him press charges. Kelly.
Definitely, yeah.
And at so first, it was. If he would have just resigned, that this never would have happened.
Never would have happened. Never would have came out.
Something's going on with his attorney, too. His attorney is like a known kind of shady guy, right? Yeah. Where he's used tactics, I think, like this before or something like that, you know?
He needs Johnny Cochran to come from the grave right now to get him up out of this.
Has a bad reputation.
His attorney's name is like a bad reputation
saying he's good at this type of stuff.
Oh, okay.
His lawyer's name is Rusty Harden.
that sounds like a good porn, you know, Rusty Harden.
It's a hyphen between the D and the O too.
That sounds like a term from English porn. And then you get the Rusty Harden. Okay. Anyway, Deshaun Watson, another black man taken down by the man and his penis. All right.
R.I.P.
So once again, in Sacramento, I guess I got to stop being shocked. Another shootout. Officers shooting a dude.
Where?
Officers responded to reports of shots fired at 5900 block of Tangerine Avenue. And
where's that?
That's like South Sac.
That's South Sac.
It's like South Sac.
Tangerine Avenue. Yeah, I don't know what I said.
It sounds so pleasant.
Someplace we went. It always happens on streets that sound nice and just like all the violence happened on MLK Boulevard and then Tangerines. You have Sunshine Ave.
An officer and a suspect were injured in an exchange of gunfire in Sacramento's Parkway neighborhood.
The G Parkway.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's why we've never heard of it. We should never go over there after 9 a.m. in the morning. You stay not after 9 a.m.
Parkway is where I get my coffee every morning.
You do?
Not G Parkway.
Not G Parkway.
Definitely not. Yeah,
you definitely don't think you go to G Parkway to get coffee, Aurora.
Yeah, it's you get coffee with a, and then you get a gun with it. You buy a coffee, you get a free gun. That's
It's
probably one of them code check things where if you don't have a gun, they just give you one.
It's a great deal.
Do you guys know where we could find the statistics? Because, like, by my count, just on the show in the last month, just the reported stories, police have shot at least a dozen people in Sacramento.
Well,
I don't know we could get that number.
They all claiming they were shot at, though, too. So,
yeah, some of them. Well, yeah, these are all very
body cam didn't work. For
if anybody's 11. Watching the NOS,
and yeah, how's a body cam?
You know where?
How's a body cam get foggy? How'd you?
Yeah, right. How'd you do that? And footage start showing CW shows and shit. It ain't.
They need to start. That's what they start doing. They're gonna put Zoom backgrounds on their body cam, so it just looks like they're showing like
body cam footage showing Black Lightning. What is this? Yeah, I got it, Sergeant.
All right. If anybody knows where we can get these statistics, leave it in the comments, please. Once again, people don't know how to drive. Another story, ongoing story in Sacramento. This one's dope, though. Violent chase ends with crash in South Sacramento. Once again,
South Sacramento.
South Sac. But they went through a red light, so the police start chasing them. And then they ended up getting up and down Highway 99, and they're going like over 100 when they collide with another car. And then they whatever. And I guess there's three people in the car. They all live, and then they get transported. So obviously they have some.
Wait, they lived at 100 miles an hour in a car?
Yeah.
Everyone lived.
It was probably a minivan.
It was probably a Subaru Forester.
Yeah, one of your cars, probably.
Yeah.
No, it says right here. It was. No, it doesn't. I'm just fucking with you.
He's like, nope. Car, they all died. They all for sure died. It was 100 miles an hour.
Right.
They all lived because they were driving. Responsible vehicles.
Have you guys ever run from the police?
Yeah.
Yes.
No, like in a car.
No.
No.
Yeah. Because in my head, I was like, I would never do that. But I've run from the police. Yeah.
But it's a law that like they can't chase you through. And it's like if you go through a red light and they got to stop.
Yeah, because they could cause that because they started. They started causing a lot of accidents and deaths. Them following.
Yeah,
but I think
I've seen a car. I've never ran from the cops in a car like a car chase. But I've seen a car chase in L.A. Like they were like the car. Was like driving, went right through the intersection, and then the cop car went right through the intersection chasing the other car.
That was a movie scene.
No, this is real life. And then
that was Die Hard with a Vengeance.
And then the cop car
was Bruce Willis in the car.
Die Hard.
So it looked like the car went through, right? The bad guy went through, and then everyone was like, "Whoa, okay." Anyway, so I guess I'll go about my business. And then the cop car went through, hit a car. Spun out, hit another car, just like in the movies, and then the other cop car came and was like, "All right, well, good luck," and then just kept going. It was so.
It was like cut,
and he said, "Yippee-ki-yay."
And then Samuel Jackson came out, and they were like, "All right, now time."
Exactly.
This is completely unrelated, but I seen a car get hit by a light rail, right there at Bradshaw, coming out of a show.
Okay.
Rice's Cutthroat Comedies. Turn, try to make it under the railroad. What is it? The arm. It was going. It was dinging, and then he just got blasted by the light rail. He was fine though. Me and Humburger went in there. First ones on the scene. He was bleeding a little bit, but he was good.
Humburger. Where's Humburger at?
I don't know. I do want to inform you that guy 100% died. He did not live. I didn't know. Whatever, however you want to edit it, if you want a nice story, the guy was okay. He was not okay. He was bleeding out of his ears.
We don't do nice stories here, dude. We're
Daniel Hamburger.
You know, there were some fake reports, though, because I saw the news later, and then they're like, yeah, some guy talked to the guy, and he said his last words were like, you know, make sure my family says. I'm like, dude, the guy wasn't I don't know who talked to the reporters, but me, I was sitting right there. I was like, this guy was not conscious. So whoever said that, he was not okay. He was not. He
was dead. The guy, whoever said that, moved his mouth with his fingers.
Yeah, he said he'd be thinking for him what he would have said was.
Yeah.
The guy didn't even know if he had family. He just made that up.
Right.
Tell me a story about when you ran from the police.
I mean, for me, it was just like high school, college parties, and they would come break up the party, and we were all like jumping fences, fleeing, scurrying, you know.
When I was like, I don't know, I was young, 9 or 10 or 11, something like that. And we went back to Panama to visit my family, right? And all my primos were like, hey, man, we're going to go over to this school and we're going to play soccer. And we're playing on a basketball court, but they didn't play basketball, right? So they just put up these little makeshift goals and we're just running up and down. But the floor's kind of, it's not built for soccer, right? It's built for basketball. So it was kind of slippery. So I took my shoes off and they're like, hey man, you're not supposed to take your shoes off. It's against the law. Cause in Panama, they had to make a law. Like you have to wear shoes and t-shirts when you're in public because Panamanian people just be walking around barefoot all the time with no shirt. And so they were like, look, man, we're a city now. All right. We got y'all motherfuckers got put a shirt on and they had to make it a law. Otherwise they wouldn't be able to force it. So it's illegal to walk around with no shoes and t-shirt. Well, it's hot as shit. And I'm trying to play soccer and I got no traction. So I got on no shoes and t-shirt. So we're playing, everything's going good. And then all of a sudden the police come or whatever. And the police and the military are basically the same shit. And so then they come over and I was out, yo. I never knew I could jump that high. Scaled a fence, ran home. You know what I mean?
See, whenever I ran from the cops, I was always intoxicated. So I don't know.
Because in Panama, I think when you go to jail, you just go to jail. I think there's a big ass room with bars.
Ain't no booking or nothing. There's no booking in your pockets because they know you ain't gonna get out anyway.
There's no separating you. Like this guy murdered somebody and you didn't have no shoes or t-shirt. It's just I think it's all just one room.
Do you think that that's a law anywhere else that you like have to in public have to wear?
Singapore,
for sure.
Singapore. Yeah.
Oh, Singapore has the most stringent laws. Like,
oh, you get caned. Remember that guy in the back of the American
out in public.
Mm-hmm. Hey, with the American got caned. What year was that? Like a long time ago. He got caned for like spray painting.
Not in like the '90s or
he spray painted something and they gave him a caning.
Yeah,
in front of everyone.
A caning.
Oh yeah.
What does that mean?
They took a cane. They beat the shit out of him like he was
like a nightstick.
Oh my god.
But that's what you get for tagging up a wall in a foreign country.
Right. Yeah, why would you even? What was?
And they told his mom and everything. Yeah, we about to do this. It's public, so you can watch.
It was on paper.
Come on, mom. Here's a front row seat right here.
Did you guys see the caning? Did you guys ever watch the caning?
No, I need to now.
I always wondered if he took it like a man. You know what I mean?
Can we watch it?
I don't. I'm sure it's got to be somewhere.
You think it's online?
For sure.
I'm hoping
it's going to be very grainy video because it's from the 90s. So
I'm hoping he took it like Denzel and Glory, you know?
Right. That's what I was picturing.
Yeah.
Oh, where the tear comes out and you don't even blink. Like it just falls out. It doesn't even drizzle. It just goes straight.
Famous, the most famous tear ever.
I want to watch it.
Okay, here we go. DoorDash to begin same-day deliveries of COVID-19 tests in Sacramento.
Don't trust it. Absolutely not. DoorDash? Do you guys?
DoorDash is offering America's a new avenue to access the COVID-19 tests.
Who's administering the test once DoorDash brings it?
I think it's you. You stick it up in there.
Are these rapid tests or like you got to mail them off to get results?
I think these are the rapid tests. They look like
Give it back to them and they take it away?
Nah, but I know back in the day when they first started some of them, I think you had to send them in somewhere to get evaluated. But
right, but I'm saying, Ellis, do they do it and then you give it right back to him, the driver, and then he drives away with it?
I don't trust
you. Yeah, Barry Wills kit uses a swab The supervised saliva collection as part of an audio visual visit.
Am I gonna think it's funny to give everybody positive COVID tests?
Yeah, that's not funny. I feel like, do you guys know who's delivering on DoorDash? Like, I don't think a lot of them could be responsible.
No, I think they're just delivering the test. And then I think you're on with somebody else and they watch you do it. And then I guess you return it.
Yeah.
With the DoorDash person.
Yes.
It's a bunch of out of work comedians.
No, not with the DoorDash person. The DoorDash person is not supervising the test. I think they're just transporting it.
So then how do you give it back to them? You just wait? Maybe it's like an auto-generate result?
I'm not sure.
Like an at-home herpes test? Well, you just wait for it to say plus or minus?
I think so.
People are going to use it.
People are going to use it.
If it works, pregnancy test will be next. AIDS test, right. I think, yeah.
Which brings me to what I actually wanted to talk about, which is Aurora. She's still alive. You just had your second shot, right?
I did.
So, Steph, have you had the second shot yet?
I had single dose, Johnson & Johnson. Remember, I was out for 3 days. I didn't know I was even here again.
But you haven't had the second dose, right?
No, Johnson & Johnson's just one.
Johnson & Johnson's one.
Johnson & Johnson's single dose.
Oh, because it's double the Johnson.
I died, man. I wasn't even here. I was dead for 24 hours, man.
Johnson & Johnson's one dose because they have two guys in one. So it's like one, you don't need to go. It's just one time.
The needle was just, you can't even see, I can't even put it together on the screen. It was that long.
Right.
And we were.
And you get it in your nuts.
Yep.
Right.
So that makes it.
Take your pants. I thought I was having to cough. He was like, nope.
This is where this giant needle's going.
Yeah, the guy's like, most people are getting in the arm, but if you want, I can do it there, I guess. I don't know why you're requesting.
We actually don't know where Steph went to go get it, but it wasn't right.
G Parkway.
So, Robert, we thought you were going to be out for 2 days. So how was the second shot?
2 days too, and I woke up and I felt better than ever. I was fucking pissed about it because I went to the store and I got soups. I got tomato soup. I got chicken noodle soup. Yeah, when do I eat soup? When I'm sick or it's raining? And I wasn't sick and it wasn't raining. So I just now.
You know why you didn't get sick? Because you have Haitian blood in you.
And I think so.
And it went through the worst shit ever. They don't, you know, so COVID is nothing to them.
Like literally my arm is less sore than it was on the first one. And I'm like, I told Drew. White
blood cells around machetes.
Right, exactly.
I told Drew and he was like, maybe you already had COVID. And I was like, ooh, yikes.
I heard people that had the COVID.
I had it. Was worse. That's why that's bad for me because I had it.
I heard that from Steph.
Oh. I heard around town, like a lot of people are talking about it. Just Steph. We just heard it from Steph. Yeah, I'm fine. I don't know what everyone's tripping about. Oh, I was sick for a day. Steph, I don't know why you're tripping. Well, you got Johnson & Johnson. I got Pfizer.
Haitian blood in me, and I'm not married to a white man. You got a lot of protection.
You do. Yeah, basically plot armor. Did Drew get his shot too?
Huh? Is Drew?
Yeah. Did he get a shot?
Yeah, but he's not. It's not his turn yet.
Oh.
White people don't get the shot yet. They going last. They say everybody can get sick. Then it'll be this miraculous like turnaround of the vaccine, and then they'll get it. Don't you know that by now, Alice? They give us the shit first.
This is the part of the show where you just say some random accusatory shit toward
No, are they did they shoot you up and then there's people following you with clipboards around the city? They're like, oh, he's still walking.
Right. I was like, I'm supposed to sit for 25 minutes. Leave me alone after that.
There's people just spying on him. Like, he's still walking. I guess it's okay.
They need to respect. You were a Tuskegee Airman. They need to respect you.
Man, respect the game. Y'all done gave me syphilis shit.
Steph, why are you wearing like a headband or a hat today or something? What's going on? Are you okay?
I'm serious.
I gotta go.
Taking it serious today.
Huh? I gotta replenish my collection. I got something for y'all Friday.
Okay.
Ah. Yeah.
Looking forward to it.
I'm auditioning for the new Black Panther.
We got food news and a happy story, right?
Food news.
Okay, wait.
Yeah.
I have one last story, and it's not necessarily a good one, but it's a California story. Okay. A California woman was on Zoom with a colleague when she and her brother were fatally stabbed.
By somebody else?
Yeah, I guess she was like on a Zoom.
By somebody else, yes.
Not through the Zoom.
Somebody took her and her brother one at a time and stabbed them to death, and it was all caught on Zoom. And the people that were caught on the Zoom called the police. So
five. Like someone came in their house, or was it like another person that they knew?
It seemed like they were like in a car or something for some reason.
Oh my god! Ooh, that's so scary.
Some more details on this story, because
they were like dad,
even out some important details, Ellis.
I know. In a car.
Carol Brown was sitting in her LA home on Monday talking to a colleague on Zoom when suddenly the call turned into a crime scene. First, Brown and her colleague watched as her brother was violently dragged outside by another man. Then the attacker returned and a struggle ensued with Brown. He later stabbed her to death.
She kept watching Zoom while he drug him outside.
It was an important meeting, bro. She was probably doing the Fosse, the Fresno.
Well, this was a movie. This wasn't real life. It was a movie. It was in L.A. It was a movie. It's not real. And then someone said cut, and then there was fire.
Same crash scene goes with that movie that you saw.
Scream. Yeah. This is the proper Scream.
They did their own stunts, and this particular one
died. Went bad.
What if it was part of the sales call? Like he murdered it, so she hung up, and then he looks and goes, "And we're slashing prices." Right? That's how.
And he's like, "We're slashing prices on our security because this is why you need security." Imagine.
Yeah, that somebody was the intro. She logged off. She turned it into a crime scene. It was really a pitch.
So if I got drug outside right now, y'all would continue this podcast
100%.
Only for a couple minutes. We're almost done, but yeah,
I would 100% not check up on you.
I just got so scared. I'm like,
you're looking around.
Like, I'm right in front of a big ass window. I'm like, okay.
What did they do? See, I'm never like, oh, poor them. I'm always like, what did they do? Like, because you know, if someone comes and stabs you and then they drag
they're
you,
they're in their 60s. Yeah.
That's very personal. 60s. See, like, what if this dude, I don't assume.
Relative. It was a nephew, grandson, he got mental illness. He didn't get maybe in the car or something.
I don't assume they're innocent. Like, what if this dude, what if he snitched on, he set someone's like their husband up for murder or for like a cartel thing?
Yeah.
Like,
Daryl? You think Daryl did that? You think Daryl did that?
He sets him up and then he's like, dude, you're going to make my family. I'm going to go to prison for the rest of my life. You're framing me. And then he stabs both of them. So, because they're trying to frame him.
I'm with you.
Not Daryl. Wait a minute.
Were they white?
Yeah.
Yeah, obviously.
They were white?
I think so.
Yeah, never mind.
It's guilty. They did. So you're right, yeah. Rob. They did.
But they're in their 60s, and the guy that attacked.
Don't matter. Don't matter. They did. That's even worse because that means they did something in their 30s and 20s. They did it.
Well, you know what? I just want to say that whoever stabbed them and whoever committed the crime was probably just having a bad day. So bad
day. Yeah. Last May, about 20 people on video conference called witnessed a 72-year-old man in his New York home slump from his chair. He'd been fatally stabbed by his son. 3 months later, a teacher in Florida called after a 10-year-old girl's mother was fatally shot during a Zoom class.
Okay, what is happening? Is this?
This is that kind of thing where, like, one of my homies was like, oh my God, these police are really starting to abuse Black people. And I was like, nah, this has been happening. It's just that we're seeing it now. Right?
Yeah, you know those the cameras on cars? On cars, and they catch accidents. Yeah. Like, we never had those before, so you're seeing crazy accidents. So
now that we're saying there's so many Zooms, there's so many whatever, there's a certain percentage that are just catching awful, horrible, violent crimes.
Yeah, if I'm planning a murder, like if I want to murder Steph, I'm not going to look at his schedule to make sure he's not on a meeting. I'm just coming, like, I'm coming in at 9:43. Yeah. I hope he's not on a Zoom call.
That'd be
the perfect time if I see him staring.
Turn it off.
I stay strapped. I got on pajama pants and got my gun in the pajama pants, player. I don't mess around with it, man.
The bands on the pajama pants aren't very strong. Isn't it a fall through? Yeah. That would be
awesome. I have a collection of guns from all my coffee trips to Parkway or whatever. So.
You should sell them, Aurora, and get some money.
That's a name for your album, Steph. Gun in my pajama pants.
Gun in my pajama pants. That's my next. That's my.
Yes.
There was some guy. There was some guy from, I think CNN. One of their big, what's his name?
Don Lemon.
No. Tubin. You know, you hear about Tubin? Mm-hmm. Tubin is some big desk guy. He wrote a big New York Times bestseller bullshit or whatever, but he's kind of an uppity whatever. And
you sure didn't read that.
He was in a Zoom. I didn't. He was
in a Zoom. You didn't even know the name.
And he started masturbating, pulls his dick out. Started struggling.
Why?
He was temporarily suspended because he didn't know. I guess he didn't
temporarily suspended. He wasn't just let go. He whipped his dick out. They were just like,
the cameras was on.
You need a timeout. You need a timeout. Like,
it's going down.
I don't like that you told that story, Ellis, and then you like grabbed a blanket to put over your
lap. The problem with that is on Zoom, if you're looking at yourself, your camera is on, so you know. Mm-hmm. He knew when he was looking at himself do it, the camera.
Oh, because he minimizes it, right? He thinks he's closing it, but he minimizes it. Then he switches over to whatever his kink is.
Minimizes it.
So I have a question for the female side, because, you know, I've never had a penis. But I was wondering, like, do you guys ever feel like you have to just, like that's, like, you need it right then and there? Or, like, if you do get that feeling... Because you guys, I'm hoping, aren't fucking creeps. Like, what do you do to, like, defer that feeling? Like, if one of you want to do that right now, you're not going to do it. So what are you going to do? Like, why are guys just on Zoom in a meeting just being like, oh, I have to do this right. Like, why is that?
I don't think the guy knew he was in the meeting, though. I think he hit it, but he got him
fine in the meeting.
You know what it is, Aurora? It's two birds, one stone. Like, he's like, oh, I got to do this while I'm working. I'm getting paid. And he's like, so it's like, it's another thing I can just do right now. You know,
I think this is a bit...
People do kettlebells, you know, while they're in a meeting. It's like, this is just something I can get out of the way. It's like, right. You know, it's on my to-do list. So why not?
Somebody look like you, super thick, who's watching, and they was like...
No, he thought his Zoom was closed. I don't know how many times
he's asking why he got bored.
Right, I think this is a... This is a lesson as to why men cannot multitask.
And why he couldn't wait to, you know, after
this is my thing. I haven't heard any of this about chicks. And my theory is there pretty much is no woman, pretty much, there's always going to be exceptions, where if you were to catch her masturbating, you wouldn't think she's a little bit more sexy. You know, you just be like, oh, look at her pleasing herself. That's what's up. But there's no such thing as a guy who gets caught masturbating where you're like, that guy's cool. Like, if somebody walks in on Barack Obama and because you know he's putting it out every once in a while. You know what I mean? But if somebody caught, like, there's no male celebrity, there's no male political leader where if you catch them masturbating, like, that's cool. It's just like, it's a bad look, I think.
But they tried it.
What?
They tried it. What's his name? What's the comedian's name? He can't get no work
Louis
now.
Louis C.K.
Yeah, under the work. I think Louis still doing his thing. Not like he was.
He's literally still doing his thing.
Still doing his thing.
Yeah, I liked his set. Did you see his no. special when he came back and he did a bit about it?
No. Mm-hmm.
He did a funny thing about it.
I thought it was well done.
Pre-masturbation or post-masturbation, I wasn't a Louis C.K. fan.
Remember Pee Wee Herman? They caught old boy masturbating in the place where you're supposed to masturbate. Like, in a place where people go to pay to masturbate. Mm-hmm. They destroyed that man. You know what I mean?
I thought he was doing it in a movie theater.
He was.
It was like a
dirty movie theater.
That's like back in the day porn. When they had those theaters for that.
They didn't have porn. Theaters. So you would go to that theater in a trench coat.
You just sit in an individual seat.
You know? Mm-hmm. And then if they said the word of the day, you had to bust.
were those theaters ever packed? Like, it was sold out? Like a, because I know you have to have a gap between the seats, right? Like that's probably etiquette.
Only at lunchtime. Sold out?
I think if there's no more seats, you just sit next to it. But yeah, if there's like an extra seat, you want to.
They had a lunch rush though. Lunch rush. They serve wings at those places. Don't ask me how I know, but they serve wings.
Who's staying for the whole movie?
I was actually conceived in one of those. My mom.
Did he last the whole movie?
I don't know. I'm wondering who stays till the credits, though. That's a
weird. Yeah, they didn't cover that in the story, but they should have. You know,
hey, there was a comic that I want to know.
Comic that had a funny joke about that recently. Actually, is that we owe an apology to him because he did it right. You know, like he out of all everyone doing getting caught on Zoom now, but he went to a theater, did it in the corner by himself.
That's what
he said. Who should have gotten in trouble was the guy who snitched on him. You know,
he didn't appreciate it.
Yeah, he's like, this guy is ruining my family night. Not my joke. All right, I bombed with someone else's joke. How'd that happen? All right.
We get the point. That's good. Thank you.
Damn, all right, give me my food story. What's up, Steph?
Ooh, man, everybody getting a stimulus, right? So you know,
have you been stimulated? I have not been stimulated yet. I got
you. Well, that's why you let it listen to this. So food, there are food experiences you should have. So every now and then you go someplace. I don't know, what's the nicest restaurant you like, Ellis? What, when you want to splurge, where do you go?
When I want to splurge, every once in a while I try to impress a bitch. I'll take her to that restaurant, Fireside.
Okay, Firehouse.
Firehouse, yeah, Firehouse is really good.
Firehouse, yeah, okay. What about you, Aurora?
I like Seasons 52. Is that good?
Nice. Okay. Rob?
If it was free, then I'd Ruth Chris. No,
the nicest restaurant when you want
to splurge. I like going to Ruth Chris Steakhouse.
Ruth Chris, okay, Ruth Chris.
Ruth's is good. That's good, too. Yeah.
So a place called Localis downtown, 5-course meal. You want to take you on a date. You're going to spend $210, $220 for you on a date. However, 5 courses with wine and drinks with it, prefix meal. And it's one of the most delicious things you ever have. All the ingredients are from Sacramento and the Sacramento County and North Carolina. So all the meats, everything, cow, whatever they have.
Farm to table, huh? What's up?
Yeah.
And is
Jeff, I love how black you owned? Did. What?
Is it black owned?
No. I didn't want any niggas there anyway. I didn't want no niggas.
Oh my God.
sometimes they, you know, like I don't want niggas in all the movies either.
Just, oh my God.
No, and then that's where I went. I'm black all the time. So I just wanted to, you know, sometimes that's good. Yeah, just take you and you know, the person I took was black, but you know,
okay. I thought this whole thing was like they were promoting it like, hey, you can spend your like a stimulus special.
No.
That'd be a good way to get business. You can cash your thing here.
A lot of people may not want to spend the money. You know, people are like, oh, $200 on a meal, but it's an experience for food, you know, because I spend that
right.
Food experiences.
Okay.
I like that you did an more expensive place for stimmy time.
Right. Exactly.
That's good. I like that.
Thank you.
I'm going to check it out.
Or tax season is coming up. Yeah. We're in the middle of it. So look, let's end on a happy story. Aurora, it's my favorite time of the podcast. Okay. Can you tell us when you attempt to tell us a happy story?
Okay, wait, first I have 2 shout outs.
Okay.
One is
you should put a little beard on it. It'll look like
milk duds.
One is I want to give a shout out to Luke Soren. He's in that movie thing. It's like this weekend.
Yeah, the 27th.
Yeah.
So
you made that movie about wheels.
Yeah,
we should all watch that. And then the second thing is that I met up with Swizz on Monday, photos by Swizz, and who does the background.
He does all of our background photos. Great photography.
And he helped me so much. We did a photo shoot, and he made me look fucking phenomenal.
Oh, right on. Where's the pictures?
I'll send you guys some. But it's just
shots or what? Is that one?
So this is my happy story, is that it's about me. But on Monday I submitted
photos.
No.
Okay.
No. But Monday I submitted to Lizzo is doing a big girl search. She's looking for big girls who are models and dancers. I am neither of those things, but
You're not big, and you're not a girl. You are.
I'm not a model or a dancer, but I am not bad looking, and I can hold the beat. So I'm like, I'll shoot my shot, right? Mm-hmm. But I needed to get a full body shot, so that's why I met with Swizz, and he helped me out and got me at like a full body, like a really good. It's supposed to like show your personality, and we got like the perfect shot. So the good news is, I submitted. I like made a video, I posted it online. People have been tagging Lizzo. It's been really great. And people are like, when are we going to hear back? And I'm like, I have no idea.
I hope you get it.
Hey, we got to go. I got to go promote you. That's what's up. I like that. Lizzo and Aurora in a video together.
I just imagine myself like Lizzo and I on tour, right? And then she's like, she has to go do a quick costume change, get some water, do a minute and a half, right? Mm-hmm. What are we doing for a minute and a half while she's doing that?
The crowd starts to walk away if you don't entertain them for that minute and a half. Hey. Do we leave? Like, what's going on right now?
Yeah, exactly. So I come out and I'm like, where are my big girls at? I'm like clapping my sides.
We at the snack bar.
Yeah, I'm like, someone bring me a cheeseburger.
You might have to leave a comment. You might just become this global icon. And that's what's up.
So I'm hoping that. And I, you know, I just hope that they see my video and they're like, oh, a stand-up comedian, like, and she's like pretty, you know, maybe we could use her and like take a chance on me. That's like what I'm hoping.
I hope so.
Take a chance, America. That's what we talk about.
You get that. Ooh, what if they didn't get you though? What if they were like, nah, you're Aurora Singh one. We need Aurora Singh.
Oh no.
Yeah.
We don't want no Aurora Singh one.
Yeah. And what if they accidentally emailed her to answer back and it was yes? See?
Oh shit. Well, that don't really say is that. Now it got sad.
That is good news.
That's good news though. You're gonna get it.
Yeah, so let's ruin it. Go ahead.
Just don't forget us. Don't forget us. Don't forget us.
I will absolutely forget everybody.
And I want to meet Lizzo. So put her on a Zoom with me so I can minimize my Zoom.
So the comedy spot is gonna have their film festival on Saturday the 27th, right?
Yeah.
And that's where
Luke
Sowen's movie is going to be shown.
So you can watch it. You can like buy a ticket, I guess, and then it'll play, but then you can watch it later. So like I can't watch it on Saturday, but Drew and I both can't watch it, but we're buying like tickets to watch it. And then it's recorded and then you can watch it later. So we're going to watch it next week.
They don't let me perform there. Just want to put that out there.
Why don't they let you perform there?
I don't know. They don't.
Because I accused him of some shit that he didn't do. I accused him of shit for stage time.
They don't.
What do you call it? I did character defamation to Steph, to Brian Krall, so I can get extra stage time. That's why none of you guys get hit up. I said, I had rumors about all the headliners out here.
That's right.
I gotta eat, bro. I'm sorry, Steph.
Yeah.
I said, Steph pistol whipped my sister in a parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
She was getting some coffee.
I have my pajama pants on. Damn right.
And he said, I keep it in my pajama pants. I was like, I don't even know why you need to mention that.
Waistband.
I saw where you got the gun from. I obviously know you keep it there, but that's a weird phrase to yell.
And then I came out and I was like, cut.
Coffee and guns.
Let's get out of here for today. My name's Ellis. You can find me at Illustrated. You're already watching my shit because you're watching this pod. Steph, where can we find you online? What you got coming up?
Steph Rodriguez, Off the Change podcast. New episode just came out. And I am on the new one. Everywhere. Huh?
Who's on the new one?
It's Ladies Month. It's Women's International, International Month. We gave
I was about to complain that you didn't put me on the pod.
This episode is called Boss Ladies. We got an attorney on there, three people that own their own companies. So we did it. It was a good episode.
Ooh, I love it.
Yeah, a fine Fijian woman is on there. She's fine. Fijian. Ellis, you ever seen a Fijian woman?
I've heard that I look Fijian. Do I?
No.
Okay.
You can't have Haiti and Fiji. Damn it. Ellis.
I'm half Indian, though, so I'm half Asian.
I'm not from Fiji.
Have you seen one?
A Fijian woman?
Yes.
Yes. Biblically, you mean? Or like,
that's
like,
okay. Rob, go ahead. Rob, tell me. That's okay.
The way God made her.
Your clarification questions.
How much of this Fijian woman are you? Do you know something? Okay. Doesn't matter.
I was talking about my president's breast, and he's like, biblically?
Ellis, that looked like you were getting caught like by a girlfriend asking you where you were last night. Like, I saw you with that hoe. And you're like, what do you mean with
night?
Night? What do you mean by night? Because
the
evening?
Was the sun down? I mean, I was with her, but not biblically speaking.
Jesus.
Oh my God, you guys, I know we're wrapping it up, but can I ask you a quick question? Have you guys seen
we're wrapping it up. I'm sorry. It's over.
God damn it.
Go.
Yeah, the Derek Jackson video with his wife. Have you seen it?
Who?
Oh my God, hilarious. Derek Jackson is this, he claimed himself as this like relationship guru for years. Okay. Had all these hundreds of thousands of followers, millions. I wrote a book and everything. But he was cheating on his wife incredibly with them doing everything you can imagine. And so his mistress busted him out.
Mm.
And so he did a video with his wife next to him and he told his wife, don't talk, don't blink,
ooh,
don't do
anything. He went like this. He held her hand and he said, I want to make it very clear that this new chapter of our marriage was preceded by a marriage, like completely separating his marriage, right? Like being like, it was preceded by a marriage where Derek Jackson was cheating. And let me make it really clear. I was having sex with everybody. Yep. Like he literally said,
He's like, I did everything.
Where is this video?
I was doing threesomes and trains. You got to go to Derek Jackson. And everybody's now doing parodies of the video. So they got
money. Oh my God.
I got to watch this.
Where you been, guy? My guy, you gotta see this. I'm gonna send it the link, but it's.
I'm behind. Yeah, I'm gonna go check that out immediately.
Gotta go watch it, but yeah. And the woman was not just looking, and he put on the screen in a bonnet, the most incredibly looking horrible outfit he could. Like,
yeah, glasses. The memes are like Derek Jackson busting into a bedroom, being like, "Hey, get up! I need to make a video," and she's like, right. "What?"
Yeah,
he's I like it.
Don't say a word. He's like, "Isn't that right, honey?" She was like, "Yeah, yeah." He's like, you're squeezing my hand. So it was crazy, man.
When did this video come out?
It just came out like less than 48 hours ago.
All right, let's look at it. Aurora, where can we find you other than Derek Jackson's videos?
Other than Aurora's video, boudoir photos.
Ooh.
I love Derek Jackson. Actually, we have an amazing relationship. No, I'm just kidding. it was
an amazing relationship.
You can find me Aurora Singh everywhere. Definitely follow on TikTok and my Instagram right now because everybody's tagging Lizzo out here on my video so I can get chosen in this yes. big girl model dancer. I'm not model yes. dancer comedian search.
Just start adding to it. Just start telling people you're also a model and a dancer.
I'm a dancer, but like not a good one. And I'm a model.
Did Swizz come take your picture?
Yeah.
Did you model for the pictures?
Yes.
You're a model.
I'm going to send you guys pics right now.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's where you can find me. Aurora Singh everywhere. And then soon you'll find me in Lizzo's world tours.
So. Damn right. And what's up with you, Rob? Robert and model.
First of all, don't be sending your modeling pics to me to try to ruin my fucking engagement. Like, I'm not, how do I explain those pictures?
Did you do engagement photos?
Yeah,
they're so innocent, Robert.
How would I get these? Is you in a waterfall and it's just popping up on my shit?
But she ain't gonna be able to compete with all that thickness, mom.
Hey, but Rob, didn't you just do engagement photos?
Yeah.
Yeah, I knew. I saw that, man. Congratulations, man.
Thanks, man. In December. Beautiful. Yeah, I waited to post them, but
I minimized my Zoom when I saw them.
All right, I sent them, so get over it, Rob.
At Bobby Emoto on everything, Random Thoughts Podcast. Check it out. I had everyone on here, so check it out.
I hope I sent the photos to the right group chat.
I hope not.
Oh, my God.
Minimizes a Zoom.
Oh, yes. I can't wait.
I sent you all of them.
Oh, I can't wait for this.
Wait, yeah, you guys, wait. Let's just wait. Let's all look at them. I need the feedback so I can have a good day.
What, the feedback for your photo? Where
did you send the picture?
How did you send them? My story?
I sent them to the group chat that Ellis texted this morning.
Yeah,
Those are dope.
Oh, there they go. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They're cool, right?
Everybody must come.
I love that.
Fighting.
And your personality's coming out. I like that.
Them boobs. Cool. Oh, yeah. This
and
is one.
And you are fully dressed. I love yes. that.
Photos by Swizz. He was like, first of all, he was on time. I was late. Surprise. And
never on time. So that was good.
He was so fun to work with. Like, it was so comfortable. It was so easy. He like had great ideas. So if you ever need photos taken, go to Photos by Swizz on Instagram.
Yeah, he also does Photoshop and video editing, and he has a job.
When I got there, he was playing with his drone because he takes drone videos.
Yeah, he's like some kind of savant, man, at basically everything.
I'm gonna get a drone. I like that.
Swizz is he knows everything about every time he knows about investments. He knows everything. That's weird.
He knows everything. He's amazing.
You should look up.
And that's weird because he's from Michigan. Usually people from Michigan don't know nothing.
Yeah.
I'm glad.
Swizz lies about a lot of things, so I don't believe anything he says.
Well, he's a great liar, though. That's another thing, too. Great.
He's good at it.
The best.
Yeah, he even told you his name was Swizz, huh?
Those are all stolen drone shots. You can get them online. He acts like he flies his shit up there.
Guys, he wanted on federal warrants. That's right. Next.
What do you think? Detroit to Sacramento? Odd move. I don't believe anything about that.
I miss you, Swizz. I think you're the best. Anyway, that's it. That's the show, you guys.
All right, Zach.
We'll see you tomorrow, Sacramento.
Peace and hair. Hey, free Deshaun.